Well, hey there, feisty kittens. How are you? How are you holding up? Are you handling, are you navigating the ups, downs, and in-betweens of the corona-pocalypse? Oh, I swear, you might have seen on my social media, if you are completely over the coronavirus and the corona-pocalypse and all the disruptions it's caused in just day-to-day life, raise your hand. I'm so there. We are in Denver on, day 18 of, shelter in place. So a little chafing at the bit, but so I just wanted to bring a new episode. I know that right now things are kind of just really up in the air, and in some cases can be really tough for a lot of people. So that's why this week's episode is all about bringing you resources that you can get your hustle on and your money up while you're waiting out the coronapocalypse. A lot of people have been kind of forced in at home and forced to either work from home or get their toes wet there, or just maybe forced out of the workforce completely because of all of the changes and all the topsy-turvy. So bringing you just a few resources for getting your hustle on, and also not just focusing on your wealth financially, but looking at the ways that people are really taking advantage of the social distancing and really getting social without leaving their houses, and ways that they're just really increasing their social wealth, their feel good, they're taking advantage of their free time, and I'm enjoying the time off right now. So looking at a little bit of all of it. So I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Tune in, grab your cup of Java, sit back, get ready to listen in, and as always, don't forget to like and subscribe to the episode if you want to get more of the good stuff coming. And also you can find us on Instagram, Straight From The Hip with Courtney, and that's straight with the STR 8, and then you can find me, Straight From The Hip with Courtney Jones, on Facebook, the Facebook page, if you want to come hang out on the community. But yeah, I'm like all over the place, so thanks. You're listening to the Straight From The Hip podcast with Courtney, where we're sipping on life, relationships, social media randomness, the future of work, and pop culture in a digital world. I'm your host, Courtney Jones, and thank you for joining me for coffee and combos. Right now. And I know what it feels like to be down and out, to be worried about health or finances and making ends meet. Believe me, I've been there. I'm in there. Believe me, yeah. So it's but what I also know is that the only person that's really equipped to handle the business of you and to create the real change in your life is you. That's right. So there's a lot of power in that. It sounds like a lot of responsibility, and it is, but there's a lot of power in that. When you can recognize that I handle the business of me, when you can recognize that and just really own that and live it as your truth, every day, then you just get into the flow. You start being able to just immediately pivot into, okay, what's next? What do I need to do? What's the steps I need to take? So it's good. So, and I said all that to say this. It's right now, it's tempting to be in that doomsday mode, oh, what's happening? It's the end of the world. And it's weird. It's a lot of change, a lot of shift all at once. Everything's out of alignment. People are being forced to stay in their houses. I've talked to so many people who unfortunately are not already used to the work from home or remote lifestyle. So it's been frustrating at most to have to be cooped in the house, because Denver, we're on day 18 of the lockdown, so we're literally supposed to be in the house except for essentials. So it's been frustrating to a lot of people to have to just stay in the house like that. A lot of social, everything's being revamped. Social life as we know it is completely turned upside down on its head. So a lot of people, it's been interesting to see the way people have been able to pivot and adapt so quickly to this new change. Companies that didn't think that it was possible to do remote work, 46% of companies were resistant even last year to remote work or having remote workforces or teams outside of certain essential departments, like maybe tech support or that sort of thing. But now, like, companies that didn't think it was possible, they're doing it. Like, they've kind of been forced to adapt, but they've had to adapt quickly if they wanted to kind of keep some semblance of normal going. So it's been interesting to see that. People who, I've talked to a lot of people that are feeling pressured or, let's say, motivated during this kind of timeout, if you will, to really get focused on their side hustle or their podcast or whatever it is that they're working on. And, like, they're literally saying, like, yeah, I got to do this and make it happen. Like, I got to start making some, generating some income off of this. So really feeling kind of motivated to take it seriously and take it to the next level. So that's been interesting. But just seeing whole industries, like from marketing, the advertising awards being canceled, cans being canceled. So, like, across the board, entertainment, public socializing has just been banned. Like, the greatest hashtag, social distancing, which is kind of like an oxymoron, but we're living it. So it's been interesting to see the social distancing. Some companies have jumped on the bandwagon, like House Party and Zoom, gotten very, very popular because of their video chat or video calling capabilities. Zoom kind of in the news for bad, too, because of the way that they, some of their privacy concerns that were surrounding Zoom. But just interesting to see, like, how that's worked. Online dating, if you were single like myself and you're, like, trying to figure out, like, what's next, like, this has kind of put a damper in everything, this damn corona apocalypse. So you have to, like, really get to know people. I've been hanging out on this site, and I'll tell you guys all about that in another episode. But I've been hanging out on the site where you're actually, like, video chatting and talking to people. I've been going to, like, virtual happy hours, virtual dance parties. So it's been really interesting to see just how social has been able to kind of pivot. And especially if you're already kind of immersed in a virtual world, it's been really interesting to see how people have kind of come together with this social distancing and stay-at-home kind of campaigns. But other industries were, like literally turned upside down, like airlines, hospitality, like hotels, like, no, like, everything, business just killed. Restaurants are having to do, like, curbside pickup. So it's been interesting to see, like, how we're, fast food was already adapted to that, but to see how, like, fast casual to very, like, expensive sit down dine-in restaurants have had to really pivot in the way that they are delivering their food, their customer service, the way they are making sure that everybody stays safe and paid. So that's been a crazy thing too. I think I saw. So we're kind of at a crossroads, and it's like, so I just, and I've been saying that for a while, because I kind of saw this, like I said, talking to drop shippers even back in January, where it was like things were starting to slow down, supply chains were kind of getting disrupted. So seeing, like, how some of this was going to come. And it's like, so it's been really interesting to see that pivot. But we are at kind of a crossroads right now. And so there's really an opportunity for a paradigm shift and for the way that we do things. And so we can see it. And I was a little facetious in social media last week. You might have seen, like, some of the social media that I was doing just kind of going stir crazy inside the house, which really surprised me, because I'm usually in the house. I usually work from home and have for a number of years. So I was surprised at how I got cabin fever last week, because they had kind of thought that the 15-day stay-at-home order was going to be lifted, and then they added another 30 days. So I think maybe that had a little bit to do with it too. Something to do with that being, even though I don't leave the house, as soon as I'm told not to leave the house, I want to leave. So it was just kind of like, oh, I need to go outside, like, you know, that sort of thing. So, but yeah, getting a little stir crazy. So I was a little facetious on social media, kind of the end of the world as we know it kind of thing. And so, but just more along the lines of the inconvenience. So I had a bit of a meltdown on social media, and not to the point of like where I saw the Cardi B where she had the meltdown where she's eating the cereal and was like, why I should be eating sushi in a restaurant. So not quite like no tears on camera, but did have my own like mini version of that. Like, and it's the damn corona apocalypse. This is what it does. So just had a bit of a meltdown. So that was intense. It was interesting to kind of just watch myself devolve through that. But yeah, some like I tried to have some fun with it. I tried to put on some music, try to change the vibration a little bit. So and lift myself up, get Lizzo perfect, like good as hell, just on repeat. So like just really, really trying to get into that zone and just kind of getting out of that headspace. And so that worked a little bit, just listening to a lot of different music, and so that helped. But we do have the opportunity right now, so we can take that opportunity to just, because it's a time off, so we're always talking about, oh, I don't have enough time. If I had enough time, I'd work on this, or I'd do this, or I wouldn't work at all. I'd just sit back and chill. I'd watch movies. So we have this opportunity now, whether it's forced or not, to really take advantage of that. So we can stay tuned in and take this time off on what we don't want and what we think, the doom and gloom, or we really have an opportunity to take this time off to just create what we really want in our lives, whether that's in our side hustles or our work at home and that type, or on that level, or whether it's in our own personal lives, because a lot of times people say, well, I want to spend more time with my family, with my kids. Perfect opportunity now. Now I'm hearing people like, I can't get away from them. So it's like, I have the oasis of living alone. So it's been a very like peaceful thing, but it does, I can get restless, like I said. So really it's an opportunity to just maybe level up in some very surprising ways. So we'll see. It's very interesting. We'll see what happens, but it's one of the things why I call you guys my feisty kittens, because cats are very well known for being able to not only land on their feet no matter what is going on, but and they're known for those 9 lives, but that landing on the feet is where it comes in, because the resilience is no matter what life throws at you, you're literally able to pivot, adapt, and adjust to whatever's going on and to move accordingly and to make decisions accordingly and to keep moving towards that ideal life. So yeah, it's definitely a good time to see if we can put it into practice. So you got this. So we'll see what happens. Said, I know, like, so things can be kind of up in the air. I know that things can be really tough for a lot of people, especially if, as that axiom holds true, of most Americans are like one paycheck away from like literally like severely being in trouble. The average person doesn't have like $600 that they can pull out in an emergency. Like, I'm freaking out right now trying to get my Mac fixed so that I can continue working. And I just thought it was really ironic the other day. I was reading, I saw a tweet where I was kind of following the saga of Cardi B and the her and the Joe Exotic guy for the Netflix documentary, the Exotic Cat guy. And like, she was really moved by his story and like wanted to create a GoFundMe campaign so that she could help get him out of prison. He's actually in there for like a murder for hire scheme or something. And I just was thinking, like, I have a fundraiser to save my laptop up on like Facebook. I can't even get $60, and it's like, so I've got to like rework my, like, I have to have a compelling story. I'm always talking about that in marketing and like telling a story. So I'm gonna have to go back and revamp my compelling story. So I know that, like I said, I know what it feels like to be down and out, to be worried about like your health or your finances or how you're going to make ends meet. So things can be topsy-turvy. And if you're one of those who, like I said, some people I've talked to, they've been really focused on increasing their side hustle, generating revenue from the side hustle, and really, really putting a lot of focus on it and trying to make it grow at this time because we have this awesome like free time right now. And so if you've been looking at some different options and ways that maybe you can make ends meet, maybe even potentially if you are. So in just looking at just how in such a short period of time the coronavirus has really affected so much of our day-to-day life, I was kind of blown away by literally facts here. Last week, 6.6 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits. And that's according to a U.S. Department of Labor report that was put out last week. And it's, if that sound like, that sounds like a lot. And if it does, it's because it is. That's literally 6% of the U.S. labor force. And to make it even more striking, it's compared to, that's actually up from the 0.3% jobless rate that was reported at the end of February. So literally, just in such a short period of time, everything's been upended. Like I said, everything feeling like it's up in the air. People are worried about their finances. They're worried about how they're going to make things meet, make ends meet. They're worried about if they're going to have a job, if they had to leave their job suddenly. So I wanted to share just a resource that I've used in the past, that I've used recently, and it's one of my favorite. I always tell people about it. For those who haven't stepped fully into the work from home or remote work, a lot of times people think it's like, oh, the surveys, that type of stuff, but really being able to create and generate an actual income that you can live on from home and creating a lifestyle that works for you, getting your feet wet is a great way to do that. There's a couple of sites out there, a couple of great resources for really helping people find those work from home type of projects and positions. And one of the best that I have found out there is called Rat Race Rebellion. You may have heard this. It's definitely, it's all about the side hustle, but like legitimate real income that your side hustle can really blossom into something a little bit more, and you can really help you develop a career path that is flexible, that fits in with the lifestyle that you want, but that still allows you to make the money that you want as well. So again, it's the Rat Race Rebellion. They have a very active Facebook community, and you can check it out. They literally do updates every single day. They have big companies, well-known companies, and these are, so if you have any type of background in customer service, if you've done inside sales, anything like that, where you're, especially if you're comfortable on the phone or doing chat, maybe tech support, then these are like excellent opportunities to just apply, put your resume out there. One of the great things about it is because you could go one by one to all of these companies that you'd really like to work for, hope that they have a remote position that's available. This one kind of does the research for you. Rat Race Rebellion, they really research every opportunity before it's ever posted on their website. These are legitimate opportunities, whether it's either a paid direct deposit or they mail you a check. Everything is paid at least minimum wage in your state. So, and then I've seen, like I said, big name brand companies like Dell, like Amazon. So, and real legitimate positions. I'm seeing way more now that everyone's kind of been forced to stay at home. But even before, incredible opportunities to branch into long-lasting and long-term careers and to really create a career path that, like I said, is in line and flexible with the lifestyle that you desire. So I'm going to put the link in the show notes. I'm also going to have a link as well on the blog, but it is Rat Race Rebellion. Check out the Facebook community and leave me a voicemail, a voice message. Let me know how it works for you. If you see anything that you maybe you vibe with or that you're skilled align with, that you're able to send your resume out to. If you get hired, let me know. I'd love to know how it turns out for you. I'm sure there's other Feisty Kitten listeners out there who would love to know how they could literally take their skills and transfer that into extra income, because that's what we're all about here on Straight From the Hip. So please let me know how it turns out. The second resource, if you... focus primarily on non-technical positions within the startup space, but it's also one of the things that I really like about this resource is that it allows you to not just pick up side hustles or gigs, but it really allows you to create and develop a career path. If that's something, and a lot of times, and if you're just starting out, you're very interested in working with a startup, or you have non-technical skills, but you really enjoy the startup space, I definitely love the culture. I love the smaller work groups and teams and the feeling of family and camaraderie that comes along with a startup. I love the boldness, the risk taking. So there are very much a lot of factors that make up a startup environment, and it's something that I truly enjoy. And so if you lean more towards a startup, but you have non-technical skills like myself and you want to contribute those, then this is an excellent resource for being able to do that. It allows you, it's focused on creating teams that work, not only in getting you placed in a team, on a team that would really fit with your skill set, your personality, and your desired environment, but also it allows companies to really find a great fit for their startup. And if you're smaller, this still allows you to really source incredible talent and in a way that really brings the skills together in a very comprehensible way that you can understand and see how it would be a good fit for your company. So this resource is called Planted. They do have an iOS and an Android app, and you can find it at planted.com. Incredible. You upload your resume. They really match your skill sets very well. It gives you a lot of flexibility in really seeking out the type of culture and environment that you want to work in, what skills you would like to contribute, or skills that you are like you excel at that can really, really be an asset to the companies that you're talking to. And again, like I said, Planted is, now in this particular instance, just because so many people are now trying to find a way that they can utilize their skills, then this kind of allows them to kind of jump back into the hiring process in a way that's not so painful, not having to worry about like, how do we get the door open? How do we get our feet in the door? Maybe you're applying to dozens of jobs, but because everyone's applying right now, then maybe you're not hearing anything back. So don't get discouraged. Go check out planted.com. Like I said, if you find something that you really enjoy, you find a great fit, let me know. Put it in the voice messages. Everyone would love to know about your successes and your wins, and maybe you can help somebody else that can get a foot in the door or get the next leg up so that they can go to the next level in their career as well. So very definitely excited to hear about what your results and your outcomes are, and so hopefully these two resources will be something that can really contribute to some of that free time that you've got right now, and to really allow you to put some thought and some effort into creating the ideal life that you want. And if this is one step in helping you in your work from home or your remote work journey, then I'm so happy to be of service. So like I said, just let me know how things turn out. You're listening to Straight from the Hip with Courtney Jones, a lifestyle podcast for small business owners, entrepreneurs, and titans of the gig economy, helping you deal with the ups, downs, and in-betweens of living life and building a business in the digital space. I'm Courtney, and welcome to the show. Hey, it's Courtney, and I just wanted to thank you for tuning in. I also wanted to remind you to hit the subscribe button so you can be notified as soon as a new episode comes out. That's it. I don't want you to miss any of this delicious goodness. That's right, this ear candy that's keeping you motivated in the ups, downs, and in-betweens of life as a digital nomad and micro-entrepreneur in the digital space. Enjoy the ride. So don't forget, hit the subscribe button and tell all your friends. Oh yeah, and if you're interested in working with me, hit the link in the bio. One thing I can say for sure is that we've definitely had more free time. Like, that is absolutely 100% up to, like, true. We're definitely having more free time, like I said, whether that's forced or not. And it's like, so it's interesting to see just how that's shifting things. We're getting that free time, like I said, that we wanted to do all those things that we were too busy to do when life was calling before. So I'm just watching the oxymoron of social distancing that has been playing out, where we're kind of connecting with others without actually connecting. acting. So if you're one of those like myself who spends a lot of time online, you're immersed in the virtual world anyway, there's been a lot of like fun socializing, like happy hours, live streaming sites, like, you know, it's been interesting. The virtual tours, a lot of museums are opening up. I think I posted some links last week about that. So just, it's been interesting to see how that plays out. Also, we're being forced out of our comfort zone. A lot of people are TikToking. Like, it's fun. They're DIYing, catching up on all the in-the-house stuff. I've cleaned my house probably about 8 times. I'm constantly doing laundry. Like, I've done a lot of stuff that I probably ordinarily wouldn't. But it's been kind of chill. You know, it's been nice. And so, how are you adjusting? Like, I'm trying out a few new things. I've been reading more, but I've also just kind of find myself craving just kind of that human interaction. Again, like I said, kind of that psychology of, I can't leave the house. So I've kind of pushed myself in a direction I ordinarily probably wouldn't have gone into. I've never been a big live streamer unless it was absolutely, whether it's for speaking or doing a particular masterclass, something like that where it's required. Never really been just a casual live streamer or a video chatter. So I've allowed myself to kind of push more into that. I've found a few sites that I can do live streaming and can actually talk to people or do video chat where it's still like almost a semblance of normal, if you will. It's a face-to-face combo, kind of. But